WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M football fans will have a second location to catch a shuttle bus. Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute says shuttles will run this season from downtown Bryan.
The thing that excites us is that we're going to be able to drop them right next to the MSC, so they're going to be right, real close to Kyle Field. We're going to have this connection that we've really wanted since the start of this game day plan of a full game weekend experience.
Lomax says the pickup and drop-off location is in front of the Clara B. Mounts Library, which is next door to the downtown Bryan parking garage. Shuttles will also run from Momentum Plaza at University in Copperfield. A month ago, Brett Giroir says he was given the option to resign or be fired as chief executive of the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Yesterday, Dr. Giroir posted on his Twitter account he was joining the Houston-based Texas Medical Center. The tweet says he'll be part of the center's Health Policy Institute and its Healthcare Technology Accelerator. The Bryan City Council saw no option but to return $615,000 in sales tax money overpaid by a local business. The unanimous vote during a special meeting yesterday followed Mike Sutherland asking questions of City Manager Keene Register, among others, to confirm the unidentified business had overpaid between 2010 and last year.
So we're just at the mercy of the state.
That we are. And if we, even if we say we're not going to do this, they're going to take it out of our future proceeds.
So. But there's a way to verify it so we can clear that it's not their mistake.
Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood added they're trusting the state controller's office, which granted the appeal after reviewing an audit submitted by the business. City reserves will cover the refund, which will be paid all at once to avoid a service charge of more than $12,000. College Station police caught and arrested one of two men seen taking tires and rims off a truck parked in a driveway early yesterday morning. The victim, who lives on Brussels Drive about one block east of Edelweiss Park, called about 3:30 and stayed on the phone with 911 dispatchers until officers arrived. 29-year-old Rodney Rayon Tates of Brenham was arrested for felony theft and evading. The second suspect, who was not caught, was described as a black man of slender build between 6 feet and 6 feet 1. Bryan police dealt with a slow-speed chase with a pickup Monday night that was going between 8 and 14 miles per hour and was weaving in and out of oncoming traffic. The pursuit began at Finfeather and Pepper Tree, went south to F&B Road, then headed west before stopping at FM 2818 after part of the driver's side front wheel fell off after hitting curbs multiple times. The driver, 57-year-old Alvin Berlin Hill of Bryan, told officers, according to the arrest report, he had taken 5 muscle relaxer pills. Hill was arrested for DWI with 3 or more previous convictions. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has announced he will seek a third full term in the Texas House in next year's election. Rainey has represented the 14th District since 2011 when he served the remainder of an unexpired term. His campaign announcement is on our website at WTAW.com. A House member from East Texas who is planning to run for state Senate wants the governor to call a special session so the state can stop issuing marriage licenses. David Simpson of Longview says an undue burden is being placed on county clerks who are issuing licenses to same-sex couples.
When the state has started redefining marriage and cheapening it, I think the best approach in protecting the institution of marriage is to divorce marriage from government.
Simpson says licenses should be issued by members of clergy and notaries. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. We're talking weight loss. Doctor, obviously people spend hundreds, thousands of dollars and many, many days and hours trying to lose weight. You have a seminar coming up to discuss that.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about what really causes the uncontrollable weight gain. There's many different ways to address that situation and why the dieting and stop dieting and dieting, that yo-yo attack at it, never works. It's actually just a loss of health. So if we can discuss how to regain your health, the weight is just a pleasant side effect as it goes away.
Now, this is something obviously people understand is a problem for them, but there's weight loss surgery that can be done now. Is that discussed?
We do talk about the dangers of weight loss surgery.
Quite often, this is not a disease that's causing this to happen to you. You've just put on weight over years?
Most of it's lifestyle created.
So how much does it cost to attend your seminar on weight loss?
The seminar is absolutely free.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
All right. So if they'd like some more information, what should they do?
Call 268-1162.
Johnson, Performance and Wellness.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at just $5 at Cellucor Field.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Baylor Scott & White, The Sleep Station, Brazos Valley Foot Care, and Aggieland Spectacles. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Making about 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Showers, thunderstorms, they'll be popping up this afternoon in a few isolated spots, but much of the day is going to feature sunshine. It'll be breezy and quite warm. Temperatures up to 90 to maybe 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75. More sun tomorrow with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 during the afternoon. It'll be breezy. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Lots of sunshine Friday with a high anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. America wins. America wins.
Hooray,
America wins.
Hooray.
Yay. We beat those Germans. Ha, 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 ha.
The other footy ball.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In that one that the ball only bounces the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
In Montreal. They kind of liked us better than those other people. But anyway, it was 2-0. And the guy who coaches the women's tennis team for Texas A&M is going to coach the women's tennis team at Texas.
Yeah. Hmm?
Well, Texas.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Don't have to travel far. Got to change the wardrobe, though.
Yeah.
That's coming up with the sports in just a little while. So Josh Holacker says that for 15 years, as he has driven past the yard where public school buses are kept in Tulsa, he often has to swerve to avoid hitting the buses as they pull out of the yard because they run through a stop sign. Complaints got him nowhere, so he stopped and took a video with his cell phone and alerted the media. A spokesperson for the school system said in a statement, quote, "The safe transportation of our students to and from school is our primary concern. We are aware of the concerns expressed in the video and can assure you that they are being addressed." They took down the stop sign.
we can solve that. That ain't a deal. Yeah.
No, you misunderstand. We fixed the glitch.
Yeah, that's yeah, you're right. Yeah, we don't need no stinking stop sign.
We got a lot of info.
Oh, dang. Well, I don't get to do that very often, so, you know, I didn't have my timing just quite right where, anyway.
And timing is everything.
Yeah, there. Okay. Because that. Yeah. Yeah.
So your tea is only served iced and sweet, and your chili comes with a 5-alarm warning. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, this is Linda Harbell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 4 years. Please vote for us again this year. Find the link at TXTraders.com. Shop local, online.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Kevin's busy. He's in there grilling steaks or something. Yeah. I'm not sure what it is.
That smells delicious.
Yes, it does. It's day 182. It's July the 1st. We're at the midway point.
Yes, we are.
182.
All downhill from here.
That's right. Tomorrow, and I got 183 of them to go. So at noon today, I don't know, celebrate. Set off a fire. No, just celebrate.
Yeah.
And because it is the beginning of a new month, it is the beginning of National Hot Dog Month.
Yeah.
Don't ask what's in it.
They're just delicious if you don't think about it.
That's right. National Grilling Month. Yes. So much better than barbecuing month.
Well, it's quicker.
Yeah, yeah. And Yankees don't know what that means anyway. National Ice Cream Month, okay. Mm-hmm. Bikini Month. You might want to ask permission first. But it's Blueberries Month. See, I didn't realize July would be... I mean, I like blueberries.
Yeah.
And all that. I had no idea.
I thought they were a cool weather thing.
I did, too.
I've seen so many pictures, especially on the social media, that have gallon buckets full of blueberries.
Wow.
I mean, the big five-gallon buckets.
Well, I know there are a couple of places here we can do pick-your-own not too far away, and I'm thinking with the way the climate's been, how it hasn't been too hot, and we've had plenty of rain, there's probably some pretty good pickings out there. It's picnic month, if you want to do that. National Parks and Recreation Month. It's cell phone courtesy month. Yeah.
Can we have cell phone courtesy year?
Yeah, let's see how that works out, okay? And after all, are you really going to call somebody out for that? And have you ever called anybody out for that? Certainly it's thought about a whole lot more than it's done. But part of it, and, you know, you being a techo boy would know, you know, part of the problem is that for years... And this might be an interesting thing to ask somebody who's like, you know, 20. But for years, the traditional telephone that we use, the wired unit, actually had an amplifier in the earpiece.
Yeah.
And so we would be able to hear ourselves. So the reason a lot of people talk loudly on their cell phone is that they don't have that amplification right there. So they're used to hearing themselves, and that's why they talk louder.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes, and that's why they do that. Now, that's for people my age, okay? But how about somebody who's never spoken on a wired phone before?
I know, yeah.
Do they talk loudly? And, you know, anecdotally, I
don't get that impression. I don't know.
I'm not around people that of that age, but nonetheless, that's part of the cell phone problem is people talking loudly and then just using it in inappropriate times.
Well, and what they really need is an app so when you hang up, it makes the sound of someone slamming down the receiver.
Because
you can't do that on a cell phone.
You really can't. You can't show your anger, can you?
Very gratifying.
All you get a little beep chirp thing and... And well, and see
if you get that.
Well, and that's the other thing. From if you think about movies, you know, which is funny because you could hear the click, which you really can't hear.
Yes.
But now, what happens when you're on a cell phone and you want to cut off a conversation quickly? But you angrily punch the button.
Well, from your end, if you have a flip phone, it still works. And
sure, you could do the smack. Yeah, but most of us have gotten rid of our clamshells anyway. All right, so much for that. It's Family Golf Month.
Okay.
Whole another reason to go out with a family and get outside. It's Zip Code Day. It was introduced back in 1963.
All five numbers of them.
That's right. Postal Workers Day as well. So they don't even get their own day. You have to share it with the zip code. It's Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day.
Okay.
I may have a story on that later. I forget. There's some folks up in New York, I think, who make strange stuff. It's International Joke Day, and it's Canada Day. And speaking of Canada Day, why not have Dan Aykroyd's birthday?
Oh, is it him?
Yes.
I actually know a lot of the people today.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Rainey Rodriguez is local.
Oh, a local.
She's turning 22.
All right.
Princess Diana would have had a birthday today. Missy Elliott is turning 44. Pamela Anderson, 48.
Who's Missy Elliott?
Oh, I know. She's a rapper.
Of course.
Of all the rappers you might know, you probably know her.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Pamela Anderson's turning 48 and looking it. Liv Tyler, 38.
Oh.
And, you said Dan Aykroyd. I almost ran out of people that I know.
Oh.
I got so excited at the top, I thought, surely I know all these people. Nelson Cruz,
don't
35.
Call me Shirley. Okay. Thank you.
And, I don't know, my list isn't as great as Kevin's usually is.
Genevieve Bujold is 73.
Well, I saw that, I just avoided
it. Okay. Leslie Caron is 84. Olivia de Havilland, Gone with the Wind, 99 years old. Andre Brower, who I think is a funny guy. He's currently in Brooklyn 99, but he's done a lot of things. He's 53 years old. Wally Amos, the famous Amos cookie dude, 79. Twyla Tharp, the dancer chick, is 74. And Debbie Harry of Blondie, 70 years old. And Carl Lewis this year, I'm not going to, I did last year, play him singing trying to sing the national anthem. But, you know, great track star from the University of Houston, and I think is a coach there now, kind of a volunteer coach to help out their track program. He's, of course, a former Olympic star, and he's 54. There you go, 619.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So NBC Universal announced they are severing their business ties with Donald Trump due to his, quote, recent derogatory statements regarding illegal immigrants. Now, apparently, if you state the facts about the types of dangerous criminals that, in fact, have crossed our border, that is now considered racially tinged. So how is it that Trump's comments on illegal immigration, are they more offensive to the network that NBC host Al Sharpton and a litany of things that he has said in the past, homophobic remarks, calling the first black New York City mayor the N-word? How have they not fired Brian Williams for spewing dozens upon dozens of lies throughout years of broadcasting? Now, NBC's decision smacks of hypocrisy and just proves they lack credibility and integrity.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, summer's great, but the sun's glare can make it impossible to watch TV or enjoy your patio. Well, there is a solution, solar shades and exterior shades from Blinds.com. Solar shades let you reclaim any room that's too bright to enjoy, and exterior shades make your patio a livable space. The best part is that Blinds.com makes them easy and affordable. Go to Blinds.com to order your sun-shielding shades. You get free samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices far lower than you'll find in any store. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at College Station Medical Center, Brazos Valley Recycling, Atkinson Toyota, and Norman G. Tractor. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Federal health officials are considering whether to require new warnings and child-resistant packaging on liquid nicotine packets used with e-cigarettes and other emerging tobacco products. The FDA is also expected to restrict sales of battery-powered devices to anyone under 18 and require manufacturers to submit their products for federal approval. Toyota, Nissan, and Honda are working together to get more fuel cell vehicles on roads in what they call Japan's big push toward a hydrogen society. The automakers pledged up to $90,000 per hydrogen station per year to build and maintain them. The stations are needed to make the technology a viable option. Philadelphia-based auto parts seller Pep Boys may be putting itself up for sale as it begins a strategic review 2 weeks after appointing a new CEO. Unlike its competitors, Pep Boy has not benefited from healthy auto demand, mainly due to higher costs. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the opening bell. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials added 23. That's Your Money Now.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats. If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have a hormonal imbalance as a result of approaching menopause. But today you're in luck, because now there's Ambrin. Ambrin is a clinical breakthrough shown to restore hormonal balance in women over 40. Over 500,000 women have tried Ambrin, and now we'd like you to try it too, completely risk-free. To receive your risk-free trial of Ambrin, call right now at 1-800-278-5884. That's 1-800-278-5884.
With CUDA Sign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CUDA Sign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CUDA Sign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CUDA Sign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CUDA Sign now for just $1 per month. Go to CUDASign.com.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. As a person that has put sentences together to make sure that I get to eat each and every week, I find language quite fascinating. Sometimes it's used as it should be, sometimes, yeah, not so much. And I'm as guilty as the next guy about that. Well, I found a list of words that are much older than they seem, and it may be confusing because it sounds like we're just repeating ourselves over and over and over again. For instance, friend and unfriend. With the advent of Facebook, everybody thinks that's kind of a new thing. Well, it's really not. They've been used as verbs dating all the way back to the 16th century. And using friend as a verb may go back to the 1400s. How about hipster, which is kind of a new hip term now? It's been around since the 1900s, back before it was cool. Frigging, or friggin', as used as an expletive around your kids, has been around since the 1500s, but back then it referred to something that I'm not going to say on the radio. It wasn't until the 1900s that we know it as a replacement for yet another word that I can't say on the radio. How about tricked out? You know, you've got tricked out cars, you've got tricked out guns, etc. That's been used since the 1500s too. It even made it in the Oxford English Dictionary back in 1822 with the example, quote, "I must trick out my dwelling with something fantastical." Seriously, it's in there. How about fly? Now, the whippersnappers use that as something that's kind of cool and hip, right? Well, it means attractive or fashionable. It's been around since the 1800s, and no, it doesn't date back to 80s TV and In Living Color. So what's old is new again, and what's new is old again. Much like clothes come back in fashion, apparently so does the language. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the owners, are retired Marines, great guys, and they've got some really cool stuff. The best in tactical gear, really nice pocket knives from Benchmade, which are the best made. Of course, they've got a large supply of weapons, and they've got ammo, too. To go see all the neat stuff in their shop there on Texas Avenue in College Station, straight across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness, or find them online at gun-core.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Vote the Wine Bar at Messinahoff Winery for Best Wine by the Glass in this year's Best of the Brazos Valley. The Wine Bar offers wine on tap, wine flights, weekly specials including Uniform Appreciation, Chocolate Night, and Aggie Night. Happy hour Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Located off Highway 6 at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan, Texas. Make the Wine Bar at Messinahoff Winery your go-to spot after work.
Good morning, it's 628 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com. 92 for a high temperature today, actually looks like probably all the way through the weekend it's going to be that way. And again, a little pop-up chance of showers, kind of like what we experienced yesterday afternoon. That cooled things down nicely. 76 for our low temperature tonight and probably again all the way through Sunday. So just watch for that. But also the heat indexes will be high, about 102 or something like that. Currently, we've got southeasterly winds at 5 miles an hour, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 72.
Are you working in a job or career you were meant to be in? Or are you just working at a job for money? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. stop by AutoZone for great deals on Pennzoil, now through July 27th.
Endro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Endro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Endro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
If you're still not exactly certain what the perfect job or career is for you, here's some advice.
We all have talents, and if we follow those talents, the money will come. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you.
Mariana Olszewski, author of the book Live It, Love It, Earn It, says the fear of failure and the fear of rejection stops so many people from going after their dream.
When I started my Wall Street business, people at 29 years old, people said, you're too young, you're a woman, you're inexperienced, you don't know what you're doing. And I said, thank you so much for sharing, but this is what I'm doing.
Mariana has had a very successful financial career on Wall Street. It was something she knew she was good at, and it came easy to her.
When I was 13 years old, I never played house. What I played was office, and I was a banker. I doled out the play money, but then I decided one day I wanted to be a psychology person because I thought a therapist would be what I would really want to do, but it didn't come easy to me. I wasn't in the flow when I was doing psychology. I was in the flow when I was doing numbers, and when I follow my passion and I'm in the flow and it comes easy and it's like play to me, then money just comes.
And if you'd like some help figuring out what your dream job is,
write down different things that you're dreaming and you're thinking. Get them out of your head from fuzziness to firm on paper. Take a look at them and go for the ones that are really pulling and calling at you.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A second shuttle bus to and from Kyle Field will be running this season from downtown Bryan. Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says this accomplishes a goal of offering Aggie football fans a full game weekend experience.
So offering people something different. It's not just go to the game and tailgate. Here's something where you could go to downtown Bryan and go to dinner before the game or lunch before the game or, depending on when the game time is, after the game. But you've got a stress-free way to get back and forth between the game and downtown Bryan.
Shuttles will operate from in front of the Clara B. Mounts Library, which is next to the downtown Bryan parking garage. Previously announced was a shuttle lot at University and Copperfield in the parking lot of the American Momentum Bank. The state controller's office will be getting a check for more than $615,000 from the city of Bryan. That's after the city council approved going into reserves to cover an overpayment made by an unidentified business between 2010 and last year.
A lot of times you can hire a sales tax auditor to come in and audit your business, and they'll tell you whether or not you've paid or overpaid sales tax, and then you can go through a process through the state to get that refunded.
City Manager Keene Register says this happens from time to time.
I've seen that for years, just never to this amount. We can't go through and check and make sure that every single sales taxpayer should or shouldn't be.
Register said if the city wanted to appeal, that would not stop the state from collecting by withholding future distributions. And by paying all at once, the city saves a $12,000 service fee. Former Texas A&M Health Science Center Chief Executive Brett Jawa says has a new employer. Dr. Jawa posted on his Twitter account yesterday that he's joining the Houston-based Texas Medical Center as part of their Health Care Technology Accelerator and their Health Policy Institute. Jawa stated his big policy issues are improving the Veterans Administration health system, the United States security and resiliency against bio threats, and expanding health care access in Texas. It was a month ago today that Jawa says he resigned as opposed to being fired from A&M. The election is not until next year, but an announcement has been made by State Representative John Rainey that he will seek a third full term. Rainey has served the 14th district since winning a special election in 2011. On our website at WTAW.com is Rainey's campaign announcement. Governor Abbott has been asked to call a special session to do away with the state issuing marriage licenses.
He left the door open, and I'm grateful for that. I think they're discussing it. There are a number of legislators that are supportive in both chambers for this idea of ending government marriage.
State Representative David Simpson of Longview, who is about to formally declare a run for state Senate, proposes members of the clergy and notaries issue marriage licenses. Bryan police responding to the report of an intoxicated driver Monday night saw motorists keeping their distance from a pickup that was on the wrong side of the road. According to the arrest report, officers followed a pickup at speeds between 8 and 14 miles per hour on Finfeather over the Villa Maria Bridge to F&B, then west to FM 2818. By the time the truck stopped, part of the driver's side front wheel fell off after hitting multiple curbs and running over stop sticks. The driver, 57-year-old Alvin Berlin Hill of Bryan, told officers he had taken 5 muscle relaxer pills about 2 hours before the slow-speed chase began. Hill was arrested for DWI with 3 or more previous convictions. In College Station, one man was arrested and a second is being sought after they were seen taking tires and rims outside a home at 3:30 in the morning yesterday. The victim, who lives on Brussels Drive near Edelweiss Park, called 911, then stayed on the line until police arrived. After a foot chase, 29-year-old Rodney Rayon Tates of Brenham was arrested for felony theft and evading. Still on the loose is a black man about 6 feet tall and of slender build. A judge has issued a sweeping gag order in a lawsuit arising from the brawl at the Twin Peaks restaurant in Waco, in which 9 bikers were killed and 170 people were arrested.
The order was issued in the case of Matthew Clendenin, one of the bikers who was arrested and has bonded out. His attorney tried to get a copy of the Twin Peaks surveillance video of the shootout. Prosecutors objected, then sought and were granted a gag order to prevent Clendenin's attorney from talking about the case any further. Former Judge John Crusoe says such orders are rare.
99.9% of all criminal cases are processed without the hint or suggestion of the need of a gag order. So that's number one. Number two, there should be some finding by the judge based on evidence that the case will be impacted in a negative way.
Clendenin's attorney says they will appeal the gag order. LP Phillips, TSN News.
A ping from a cell phone is credited with finding a Central Texas grandmother who had been missing for 2 days. 75-year-old Wanda Mobley of Brownwood, who was driving to McAllister, Oklahoma, was found alive after crashing her car into a ravine. She told the Associated Press she pulled herself through a broken windshield with a broken back and soaked her T-shirt in a nearby pond to get water. From her hospital room, Mobley also said she could hear traffic passing on the road above, but she was weak and worried she would get lost trying to crawl up the ravine. WTAW News Time is now 6:37. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. This look at news is brought to you by College Station Medical Center. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity's the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, 2 wheels in the front and 1 in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt that you can't pay? At People's Tax Relief, we have programs available to help you, including our Emergency Mediation of Taxes, or EMT program. If you qualify, you'll get a reprieve against collections. Asset seizures will be suspended. Some accrued penalties will be waived, and collections will be suspended altogether. Call People's Tax Relief to find out if you qualify at 800-966-3600. That's 800-966-3600. 800-966-3600.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine's in the forecast for today. It'll warm things up. We're going to see temperatures get to about 90 to 95. Winds will pick up during the day as well. By late this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75. It's partly to mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Mixture of clouds and sunshine for Friday. Hot on Friday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the USA advancing to the championship game in the Women's World Cup. A&M loses its tennis coach to that other big school here in Texas. Major League Baseball and NASCAR say, or at least Daytona International Speedway, say, yeah, Confederate flags are okay this year, but we'll trade you. All that and more coming up in sports in about 10 minutes.
So, Reuters reports that the Justice Department says police responding to the protests and riots in Ferguson last summer made a series of missteps that included antagonizing crowds with attack dogs and military-style tactics. A report is due to be released in a few weeks that looks at the tactics used after the Ferguson police officer shot and killed Michael Brown. In a statement, the St. Louis Police Department said, quote, "We are always willing to engage in constructive dialogue about best practices. We are interested in the final report to identify what we did and what we may need to improve upon." Okay. We'll see how that works. By the way, did you see that the city of McKinney, I think Gawker was the organization that was looking for all the information having to do with the McKinney pool incident.
Yeah, they're charging like a kajillion dollars.
Yeah, $79,000 is what they ask. Good on them. I kind of like that. You know, because after all, that kind of stuff does take time. You've got researchers that have to go in and find that stuff so that you're doing exactly what is asked for in the Freedom of Information Act, and that certainly should be something that is considered to be a retrievable expense. And especially when you got somebody like Gawker who wants to come in and probably not make the best of the situation for your city. So I got no problem with that. So we'll see. The president insisted yesterday that he's not going to agree to a bad deal with Iran over the nuclear program. "I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it is a bad deal," end quote. Okay, you've said that. We'll see if that happens. In the meantime, the President and Secretary of State plan to announce that the U.S. and Cuba have reached an agreement to open embassies in Washington and Havana. It's party time again for the first time in 50 years. No big surprise there. So, by the way, we'll speak to Bill Flores in a little while. The Commandments Monument on the Oklahoma Capitol grounds is a religious symbol and must be removed because it violates the state's constitutional ban on public property being used for the benefit of religion, according to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. They ruled that yesterday. It's a 6-foot-tall granite monument, which was privately funded by a Republican legislator, said to be obviously religious in nature and integral to the part of the Jewish and Christian faith. It's a 7-2 ruling. There you go. So we have a new big boy running for president. I don't know if you saw that or not. Chugging down that trail, Chris Christie did, in fact, make his official announcement yesterday.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Oh, that's
not
right.
That's not what I meant to him.
Oh, no, that's good. No, that's excellent.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Freudian finger taps over here.
He said, "I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and that's what America needs right now. truth
I'm
and hard
Popeye
decisions.
The Sailor Man.
Yeah. hard and truth and hard decisions today will lead to growth and opportunity tomorrow. He says both parties have failed our country. Both parties have led us to believe that in America, a country that was built in compromise, that somehow now compromise is a dirty word. Agree with all of that, Mr. Christie.
Then why are you running as a Republican?
Yeah, that's right. Why aren't you a third party candidate? Because
we're so
after all,
terrible.
Yeah, well, you got the picture. The State Department has released 3,000 pages of emails from the Hillster, from her private server, during her time as Secretary of State. The online release covers March through December of 2009, totaling 1,925 emails. Several of the emails sent to her longtime aide, Huma Abedin, often asking whether there was anything else she needed to know. Ooh, let's see if we can shift the spotlight to somebody else. See how that works out. Anyway, they'll obviously continue to be more. Okay, her name is Catherine Archuleta. You know who she is?
No.
Of course not.
Name's familiar.
She's at the center of the storm having to do with the hack of our records. Okay? She is the director of the Office of Personnel Management. She's the one who last week in Congress said, well, it's not our fault. Remember that? Because
yes.
Those people, it's their fault for wanting to hack us.
Trying too hard.
Yes. So, you know, everybody's jumping on it now. Jeb Bush, by the way, he decided to weigh in. Yeah, let's get presidential candidates weighing in on bureaucrats who are already in their position. She should have never been hired. Okay, Mr. Bush, fine. Anyway, she served as the chief of staff and senior aide to three cabinet-level departments, so she's been around. Some experts defend her qualifications, arguing that requiring the director to be an expert in cybersecurity is unrealistic and unnecessary.
What?
Well, no, I would say it's necessary.
Quite.
I don't know if it's unrealistic or not, but after all, the Office of Personnel Management, I mean, is she supposed to walk in and go, well, how's this thing work? You know.
She walks in, okay, y'all, magic happens.
Right.
Nothing gets broke.
That's right. Everything's fine. We're going away. Okay. Walking
exactly.
out of the room.
Exactly.
Yeah, walking out of the room and seeing how that goes. Texas Tribune had nothing else to do, so they've been checking around to find out exactly where there are schools where there might be nicknames that would be a problem.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. We're going to save that for next hour, though, because, you know, we're bad because we're... Is Texas under attack or what? And now when you got the Texas Tribune in on the charge... All right, 647.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If your landscape is looking a little drab and overheated, and if you'd like a few plants to give it a lift, consider Container Color. Pot up a few hot weather annuals and prepare to be dazzled. Buy nursery plants that have been growing in the same kind of lighting which they'll get in their new containers. If they're going into a hot, sunny location, choose plants that have been out in the sun at the garden center. Second rule is to give them enough space. They won't become crowded and root bound. Use large containers and a loose, highly organic potting soil that will hold the moisture well. I'll be back with some suggestions of the best plants, hot weather, full sun flowering plants, right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors to choose from, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller steel buildings and metal roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-268-3553 or visit them at MuellerInc.com. 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 If you're looking for a little spot of summer color, here are some plants that will give it to you, and they'll be happy with the sun and the heat. Firebush is our starter. It's a short annual plant in most of Texas. It is perennial in the southern half of the state. Not actually a shrub at all. It has coppery green leaves and tubular salmon-colored flowers that drive the hummingbirds wild. It grows to 18 or 20 inches tall and wide, and its colors become even more beautiful with fall's cooler weather in a few weeks. Purple Fountain Grass is a fine companion plant for many yellow or white flowering annuals. It grows to 20 to 24 inches tall. It tops itself with creamy red plumes. It's the perfect complement to the deep purple foliage. Trailing lantanas, Gold Mound and Silver Mound, are still my favorites, but they're hard to find. Trailing Lavender and its white counterpart is very available. New Gold is the yellow trailer that is most common, and they all love the heat. Lantanas are made for Texas heat. There are several varieties of pentas with colors ranging from deep red and pink to orchid and white. The newer, more compact forms that bloom more heavily make excellent container plants that are nonstop bloomers. Copper plant is an old favorite. It laughs at the sun. As with firebush, the foliage turns more brilliant rust red in the fall. Now, it's a foliage plant. I promised you flowering plants. This one's just foliage. But let me tell you, it's spectacular come fall, and there's some exciting new varieties on the market. You also will see a lot of new coleus varieties that have been bred to hold up to the sun, even in Texas, sun-tolerant coleus. The original varieties, Plum Parfait and Burgundy Sun, tested by Texas A&M, are still out there and very available. You'll get a lot of color from Esperanza or Yellow Bells. This great little vining, leaning plant has really caught a great deal of attention. And promoted heavily by Texas A&M over the years, it is a wonderful plant. Gold Star Esperanza. It's available in almost all independent retail garden centers across Texas. And finally, Crotons. Crotons have hit the big time. They're used in beds, they're used in pots, they're used everywhere. We used to use them just as houseplants. You can bring them inside if you have really bright light over the wintertime. I'm Neil Sperry. Insects you don't need to worry about will be the subject of our next program, Happy Gardening.
When you're looking for the one store you can trust to have the exact battery you need right when you need it, whether it's for your car, smartphone, watch, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, all topped off by helpful experts, it's easy to see why nobody else stacks up to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs can also repair your iPhone or iPad, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $10 after mail-in rebate on Duracell Ultra Premium Gold and Platinum car batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See BatteriesPlus.com for details and limitations.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile. And the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW, and here's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Howard Jeff, who led Texas A&M's women's tennis program to top 10 NCAA finishes the last three seasons, has been named women's tennis coach at the University of Texas. That announcement was made yesterday by UT Women's Athletic Director Chris Plonsky. Jeff replaces Danielle Lund McNamara, who announced her resignation effective June 3rd. Jeff will assume his head coaching duties at UT on July the 9th. Brazos Valley Bombers make it 7 in a row after a day off yesterday. The Bombers returned to action last night, defeating the Texas Marshals by a score of 3-2. It's the Marshals and Bombers again tonight, live from Cellucor Field at 7. Recording a fifth straight shutout, Team USA is heading to the Women's World Cup Championship.
U.S. gets it, clears it. All the way downfield, referee has looked at her watch. That's it. The best USA performance we've seen, but they needed a score. They scored on once. They scored twice. They're going to the final.
Carly Lloyd netted a penalty kick in the 69th minute. Kelly O'Hara scored her first international goal, and Hope Solo was perfect in goal to send America past Germany 2-0 and earn a trip to Sunday's final against the winner of tonight's game against England and Japan. In Major League Baseball, Dallas Keuchel allowed 7 hits in 8 innings to lead the Houston Astros to a 4-0 win over the KC Royals. The performance comes after Keuchel threw a 6-hit shutout in a win over New York and the Yankees in his previous start. Keuchel struck out 7 and didn't walk a batter to lower his ERA to 2.03. Royals and Stros at it again tonight live from Houston at 6:05 on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Mitch Moreland hit 2 dingers in his second straight game, and the Texas Rangers beat the Baltimore Orioles 8-6.
There's a high drive to left field. This is deep, but appears to be playable for Snyder. He's still going back. He's at the wall. He jumps up, and he couldn't get it. That ball's history. Moreland with his second home run of the game, and he gives the Rangers breathing room at 8-5.
Sinshu Chu and Robinson Chirinos also went deep for the Rangers. It's the 8th time in club history that a player has hit multiple home run games consecutively. KC stays in Houston tonight for a 7-10 first pitch. In the NBA, Kawhi Leonard has agreed to basic parameters of a deal to remain with San Antonio. A person with knowledge of the team says Leonard agreed to a 5-year contract that could be worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $90 million. Leonard agreed to the deal just minutes after the NBA's free agent window opened at 12:01 Eastern Time Wednesday. And finally, Daytona International Speedway will not ban the Confederate flag from track property this weekend, but Daytona President Joey Chitwood says the Speedway will offer an exchange program if fans can trade their flag in for an American flag. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
At Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, ride into summer and get unprecedented rebates for a limited time only. $800 off the Razor XP 1000, $900 off the Sportsman 570, $1,000 off the Polaris Ace, and $1,400 off on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, the Polaris XP 900. At Polaris Fun Center, get financing as low as 1.99% on every machine in the lineup. The Ride Into Summer sales event at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW,